Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our super short episode. We break down what is going on this week in the world of business and marketing and life. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything a little later in the week, and then our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what is going on this week? All eyes are on Thursday, which is the first presidential debate. And the last thing I'm going to do is talk about politics. But in the terms of marketing, we're really looking to see what the impact is going to be. What is the impact going to be on Thursday, which is the day of the debate? And then what is the impact on Friday? I think a lot of marketers are not paying attention to what's going to happen to their overall performance. It has nothing to do if you are a news outlet. That's not what I'm talking about. It's about performance of your consumer, direct-to-consumer products you're promoting, your SaaS webinar that you're promoting, your newsletter that you're sending out, because there's going to be so much noise on Thursday and Friday surrounding this, and you really want to keep an eye on it. Why do you want to keep an eye on it? Because there's going to be a second debate, which is going to be in September 27th, which you're going to want to really think about if this has an impact on your marketing. And then July 15th through 18th is the Republican National Convention. And then August 19th through 22nd is the Democratic Convention. And so if these aren't circled on your calendar as it relates to your marketing, I think you really have to take a look at what's going to happen this Thursday and Friday to your marketing to see if it's something that you want to keep an eye on. So what else is going on this week? Well, LinkedIn, which is owned by Microsoft, shared more information about the use of the LinkedIn newsletters that are going on. And again, I don't think marketers are using these enough. And I'm telling you, LinkedIn's putting more energy behind their newsletters. They're adding more functionality to their newsletters. And they just changed something this week that I think is massive. So the LinkedIn newsletter is not just a post that you put on LinkedIn. When you go to post something and you click write article in your post, you then can change it into a newsletter. And when you do change it into a newsletter, it invites every single person that follows you or is connected to you to subscribe to your newsletter. And you see those notifications now all the time. The reason this is so powerful is that when you go ahead and you post your newsletter, up until now, what had happened was it would do a post on your feed and then would email out your newsletter to everybody that subscribe to your newsletter, which is great, and they perform incredibly well. But the game changer that LinkedIn announced this week, because usage is skyrocketing on the LinkedIn newsletters, is that now they're going to be doing an in-app notification whenever you publish a newsletter to anybody that is subscribed. And that is going to get readership to skyrocket on newsletter. So if you don't have a LinkedIn newsletter, now is the time to start. There's now 184,000 LinkedIn newsletters are getting published. Now you may think that sounds like a lot, but there's a billion people on there. So you really still have an opportunity to stand out. And over the past year, there's been a 59% increase in the amount of people publishing newsletters and a 47% increase in engagement overall in newsletters. And that's data from Microsoft on LinkedIn. So this new in-app feature, I think, is going to be a game changer for those newsletters. Some of the other things that we see this week or saw this week, which I half don't believe, is that Meta announced that they're really trying to say that Facebook, forget about Instagram, that Facebook is being used by young people, which I don't believe. But they're saying that in the US and Canada, there's new data, adults ages 18 to 29, they're seeing over 40 million young adults aged 18 to 29 using Facebook daily in the United States and Canada. And that's the highest mark in the last 3 years. I don't know. I don't know a single young person, not that I know a lot of young people, but I don't know a single young person that goes on Facebook daily. But I guess it's happening. So because they say it's happening, who knows? What nonsense is going on this week? Inside Out did great at the movie theater. I didn't see that. I heard it was great. I don't know, not exactly my jam, but okay, Inside Out 2, the cartoon, whatever. But the movie that's coming out this week that I will absolutely not be going to see is A Quiet Place Day One. What is A Quiet Place Day One? If you remember, A Quiet Place, this is a prequel to the movies that had Emily Blunt and John Krasinski in it, right? Remember those A Quiet Place movies where Emily Blunt and John Krasinski are trying to raise their child in this like post-apocalyptic world that's inhabited by a blind extraterrestrial creature or creatures, right? And they have this crazy sense of like hearing, and it's a horror movie, and John Krasinski and Emily Blunt need to stay quiet the whole movie, and their kid needs to stay quiet the whole movie, or else this big monster is going to eat them and kill them and whatever. And so I watched the first one, or at least part of it. I didn't know it was a horror movie because I'm so dumb. I had no idea what was going on. If I knew it was a horror movie, I would never have watched it. So I'm watching this thing and there's no talking. And it's like, why is nobody talking? And they're like whispering, and it was horrible. And then it got scary. And I said, what am I doing? So I got rid of that. I got rid of that immediately and said, I am done with this movie. And now, and it did well. I don't know who the people are there. Maybe you're one of them that not only like horror movies, which I hate, but horror movies where people don't talk. What is this? This is garbage. Anyway, so the new version of it, A Quiet Place Day One, which is a prequel, comes out this week, and I will not be watching that. Anyway, hope you check out Ask Us Anything later in the week and our longer episode at the end of the week. And thanks for being here.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.